Blessings to you all. This is your host of the Regina Perkins Show. This is Regina Perkins herself. I want to bless you all for joining me today on the podcast. Blessings be up on you, your life, your family, you and yours. I praise you for this Wednesday. I know it's church day for some of you all, whether it's virtual or whether it's in a physical location. God is here. It's the middle of the week. It is hump day. You made it this far, and so the week is almost up. Thank you all for coming on, joining in with Regina Perkins Show. I always want to let you guys know I appreciate your support. I appreciate you all who are following the show and liking it. I see some of you all going onto my Facebook page on the Regina Perkins Show and viewing some of the uploads that I put there. I thank you guys. I thank you guys for doing that, because you could be doing anything else. There's so many people on Facebook, so many other podcasts that you can be listening to. So I count it as a blessing to have your support. And for those of you who have bought the Prayer Storm book, those of you that have invested in that project, I'd appreciate you all for doing that. If you want more information on any of the products or anything, any of the teachings or anything, you can go to my website, theReginaPerkins.com. You can also follow me on Instagram on that page. You can follow me, Regina Perkins, on Facebook, my personal page, and also the Regina Perkins Show, the business page. Appreciate you all. Thank you so much. Just want to talk to you a little bit today about a very pivotal topic, something that's very common, but something that is so important. Matter of fact, it's so important. And sometimes it has gotten so oversaturated with teachings and books and everything that sometimes we forget just what it is. And that topic is prayer. Prayer is something that when I did the prayer storm, when I did that project, it was something that I did that I wanted to take you on, people on a journey through prayer and what prayer was about and how you can come. It's not so much as a complex thing. It's a simple thing that you can come before the Lord on a daily basis and have an intimate relationship with your Creator. I mean, listen to how powerful that is, to have an intimate relationship with your Creator. There's nothing like being able to converse and talk back and forth with God the Father. And so that is where your power lies. That is where your identity lies. The Bible says your life is hid in Christ in God. And if you don't have your life, you don't know Christ, then you'll never know the life that He has designed for you. You will never know your purpose. You'll never know the place that He called you to. You'll never know the greatness and the depth of who you really are until you become intimate with Christ through prayer and having that relationship with Him. In that prayer storm book, I take you through on a daily basis of deliverance prayers. Prayers are talking about your purpose and identity. It's so many topics that I cover in that book that will take you through a journey all the way up to the supernatural. It's to dig deep and to bring out those things that are in you that have been laying dormant. And it's to stir you up, that you will find that prayer is an exciting thing, that prayer is something that is powerful. Prayer is something that can legislate and change atmospheres and change nations, change hearts, and change people. It's a very important topic. And that's why I want to talk about it right now, because right now we're going through a crisis right now in our country. We have the coronavirus that is happening right now. We have so many things that are taking place right now. And we have to be ready in this hour and this time, because we have to walk in a place of obedience. You have to know that without that personal relationship and that personal interaction between you and God, then you will not know what it is that God wants you to do. Sometimes we get so caught up in listening to what other people are saying, and we get so caught up and not saying not to listen to anybody else, but sometimes we can get so caught up in what other people are saying that we totally miss what God is wanting to say to us. It's a place, time, a place where we have to walk in obedience. We have to hear what God is saying unto us. And when we hear that obedience, that word that He speaks us, we have to be obedient and swift to move upon it. We can't procrastinate. We can't wait out. We can't sit around, but we got to move quickly and swiftly, because when the window and portal opens and the wind, God puts the wind on His word, then you need to move with that wind. There's so many opportunities and so many doors that I've missed because I didn't move with the wind of God's word. I didn't move when God spoke it to me. I waited it out, and then I waited it out. And then after I waited, it was too late. The window was shut. The portal was shut. God's hand and the anointing, the oil that I needed to move was no longer there. And so I just want to talk to you about prayer. Many of us look at prayer as something complex and something deep, when actually it's you and I talking to God. When we're petitioning and coming before the Father, He gives us the model prayer, and He talks about the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. When we come before the Father, we have to realize that we come before Him first of all, worshiping and praising Him and giving Him glory and giving Him honor. And after we've come before and we've bathed the Lord and saturated Him in adoration and in praise and in worship, and we adored Him, because who wants you to come before Him, but come to you just asking. But we come to Him and we bathe and saturate Him in glory. We tell Him how much we love Him. We love on Him. We talk to the Father and tell Him what He's been to us. And that, I know that's something that's not hard to do. And then after we talk to the Father and we've told Him how and adored Him and blessed Him, then we begin to come into a place of petition. And sometimes when we come into that place of petition, we begin to talk, when we ask the Lord to do some things for us, and we begin to ask, make requests of the Father, because He said, you can bring all your prayer requests before Him. And He said, and if you know that you hear, that He hears your prayers, then you have the petitions that you ask. He said, ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened up unto you. He said, be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your heart and your mind. So it's when we pray that we find peace, that we find rest, as we find comfort, that we find solace. He said, be careful for nothing. There's another interpretation, said, be anxious for nothing, but everything, by prayer, supplication, and with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind. What I want you to understand about that is that when you come before the Lord and you make your requests to Him, always bring scripture with you. Always have a word to stand on. If you're looking for healing, find scriptures on healing and stand on that scripture, because that's where you derive your faith from. Your faith is launched from a scripture. Sometimes people get faith mixed up. Well, if I think real hard about it, then that's faith. If I just really think and believe and just know, no, that's not faith. That's you. That's self-reliance. But when you have the word of God and you stand up on what the word has said, and you said, you know, this is what God says in His word. He says, by His stripes, I'm healed. So if God has said that in His word, and you said, God, you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent, then I can trust in your word. You said, trust in you with all of my heart, lean not unto my own understanding, but all my ways acknowledge you, and you will direct my path. When I find that word and I believe in it, because God can't lie to you. God, there's nothing impossible with Him. So I stand on that word. He said, by my stripes that I'm healed. And so when I begin to pray, I begin to quote that word, and your faith ignites. That's why the scripture says the word that we speak, they are spirit and they are life. The word forms, the word creates. The word that He said, I watch over my word to perform it. The Bible says these angels, He said, they hearken to the voice of His words. When you speak His word, there's an action that takes place in the heavens. When you speak the word of God, there's an action, there's a corresponding action that takes place. Nothing leaves heaven unless something leaves earth. So when you open up your mouth, here comes your blessing. Here comes your prayer request. But this is where we get it wrong, is because when the thing comes to us, we want instant manifestation. And not saying that, because God can do instant manifestation sometimes. But sometimes there are some channels that God need to, the things that they need to go through before the prayer request gets unto you. But know that if what you've prayed is the will of the Father, He said, if you pray anything according to my will, it shall be done. So if you know that it's the will of the Father, we know that it's in the word. We have all that assurance. It's in the word of God. We know it's His will. We have the word, the scripture, word of scripture to stand on. Then I'm waiting for the manifestation of what God is going to bring me. But sometimes what we do, we cancel our faith because we don't see it immediately. But you got to wait it out. You got to wait till manifestation come. It's just like in the book of Daniel, when the Bible says Daniel had prayed and fasted for 21 days. And he said, then the angel of the Lord showed up and said, oh, Daniel, oh man, greatly beloved, from the first day that you prayed, I heard your cry. He said, but the prince of Persia, a principality, held me up. So sometimes the enemy can hold up your blessing. Sometimes he can hold up the thing that you're looking for, and you think that God is not going to perform it. But God said, I watch over my word to perform it. So we have to wait it out. We have to stand in faith and wait. He said, after you've done all you can do to stand, he said, stand therefore. So we wait it out and we wait for the manifestation. And that's exactly what prayer is. It is that divine connection. It is that divine transaction between heaven and earth. It's a divine transaction between heaven and earth. I'm sending up prayers and God is sending it back down. This is how we as Christians, this is how we as the body of Christ can make change and legislate things in the earth realm, because we speak it out of our mouth. And there is power in our mouth. He said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. I know this is a lot to chew on, but y'all chew it up, chew it up. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So once I open up my mouth, I release the word into the atmosphere. God looks for it because he watches over his word to perform it. And there's a cataclysmic action that takes place in the atmosphere and in the heavens. And what you just called forth is on its way to you. There may be a little opposition from the enemy, but you keep on calling it forth. And every day you keep praising him and thanking for what he's done. Father, I thank you for healing my body. Father, I thank you for the manifestation of it. I thank you, Father. And you keep waiting till it comes through. And every time you praise it and every time you speak in it, you're giving power to the angels. The angels are fighting on your behalf. And your blessing, God is orchestrating and putting things in order. And it's on its way to you. This is the power of prayer. And some of us have not been taught the real power and essence of prayer. But this is where it all takes place, in prayer. What you see in the natural is only what you've already did in prayer. The prayer is the behind the scenes. Before you see a play takes place, you see all of the actors on stage. You see all of the people that are in the play, and you see all the beautiful wardrobe and all of the props, and everything is in order and set. But what you did not see is that before the curtain opened, there was a behind the scenes that took place. There's lights, there's the lighting crew, there's the camera crew, there's the wardrobe crew, there's those that's doing makeup. There are all these different players that's behind the scenes. So that's the same way in our life. What you see taking place right now, the natural in your life, that is not what that is, you see the manifestation of what has happened in prayer behind the scenes. And without prayer, you'll never be able to live the life that God wants you to live. God placed us in this earth. He said, you're in this world, but you're not of this world. We're in this world to legislate, to dominate, to make the changes, to shift atmospheres, to change things so God's kingdom can be revealed here on earth. God's kingdom can be real. His kingdom is coming to earth. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what we're doing. We're bringing his will to earth that has been done in heaven. Oh, y'all, come on. That's power. That's power. That's where your power is. That's where your power is. I can teach on this all day and night, on the strategies of prayer and how God wants you to bring it into fruition. Praise God. This is a deep topic. So I just wanted to bring you some little nuggets on the strategies of prayer. And that was just the first of it. And I will come back and teach more. But if you want to learn more about this, there's a book. Like I said, I have my book, The Prayer Storm. I have that. You want to learn about that, you can go to my website, theregina.perkins.com. Even with that, with the Prayer Storm book, not only when you purchase the book, you can also when you get the book, I will send you a password. You'll have a password. You can go to the website, and there's additional teachings that will private teachings that only you can access. So this is what we have. This is our power, people. This is where we at right now. We're in a place where the supernatural is getting ready to take place. The supernatural has always been here, but right now the time and the season and the atmosphere is right for a time such as this, that what you can't see in the natural. I may not have finances of what I need in the natural, but if I begin to speak some things, that I begin to follow the life of Jesus and how he walked in the supernatural and took two fishes and five loaves of bread and manifested and fed a 5,000 people, not counting the women and children, all because of a supernatural exchange, a divine transaction that he did between heaven and earth. These are the things that God is getting ready to bring us into the supernatural ministry, into a place where we can utilize, where we can bring his kingdom to earth. God is getting ready to come back to earth, and he's going to make his name known. He's calling back a glorious church, a church without spot and wrinkle. I'm ready to move us into the supernatural. I'm ready to move into all that God has given me, all of the gifts of the Spirit. It's time for us to begin to speak prophetically into the atmosphere, into the womb of this earth, because it's groaning and travailing with pain. And it's time for us to speak into the womb of this earth and bring it to light and give birth to the seeds that have been planted in your womb. It's time for those seeds to give birth. Some of y'all are full grown babies. Give birth. Give birth. Now is the time. For times such as this, God has called you to the kingdom. So I just want to bless you all. Thank you all for listening in. You are blessed. Know that you are blessed. No matter what is going on around you, no matter what you're sensing in the atmosphere, there's a lot of chatter. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of tension in the atmosphere right now. But I dare you to get into that secret place with God. In the secret places where he will fill you back up. In the secret place with God is where he will give you strength and fortitude. Thank you all for listening. Bless you.